Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. On a day when the world watched in awe, India conducted a series of nuclear tests that would change the course of its history, marking its emergence as a nuclear weapon state, and it's a milestone that the country commemorates every year as National Technology Day. First, what makes this significant is that on 11 May 1998, India conducted three simultaneous nuclear detonations at the Pokhran test range in Rajasthan, followed by two more devices on 13 May, as part of Operation Shakti. It was led scientifically by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, then scientific advisor to the Defence Minister and head of DRDO, and Dr. R. Chidambaram, then chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission, with the political authorization of Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The yields covered a thermonuclear device, fission devices, and subkiloton tactical designs, demonstrating a complete weapons capability rather than a single proof of concept. India declared itself a nuclear weapon state, which had far-reaching implications, including sanctions under the U.S. Glenn Amendment, but these were progressively lifted between 2001 and 2008, culminating in the Indo-US Civil Nuclear Deal. Now, let us turn to the historical context. To commemorate this scientific achievement, PM Vajpayee instituted National Technology Day in 1999, marked every 11th May to honor scientists, engineers, and technology institutions. This day is a celebration of India's indigenous innovation and its journey towards becoming a technologically advanced nation. But why does this matter? It matters because it signifies India's commitment to leveraging technology for its development and strategic interests. Moving on to the current celebrations, India observed its 28th National Technology Day on 11 May 2026. With the inauguration of Vigyan Tech 2026, a three-day technology showcase at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. What makes this significant is that the showcase brings together various ministries and agencies, such as DST, DBT, MoES, DAE, DRDO, ISRO, ICA, ICMR, METWAI, and others, under one roof, signaling interministerial integration that the Anusandhan National Research Foundation, or RANRF, is designed to deepen. Now, let us look at the thematic focus areas of Vigyan Tech 2026. First, artificial intelligence is a key area, with the IndiaAI mission being the flagship, which has a budget of 10,371 crore rupees allocated in 2024. Highlights at Vigyan Tech 2026 include indigenous foundation models, sovereign GPU compute infrastructure, and AI applications in agriculture, health, and language technology. Building on this, quantum computing is another area of focus, with the National Quantum Mission targeting quantum computers of 50 to 1,000 physical qubits and quantum communication over 2,000 kilometers. Vigyan Tech showcases include prototypes from IISc, TIFR, and IIT. Crucially, green hydrogen is also a significant area, with the National Green Hydrogen Mission aiming to produce 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen per year by 2030, with a budget of 19,744 crore rupees allocated in 2023. The mission includes the site incentive scheme and showcases indigenous electrolysis stacks and pilot blending in steel and refining. And here is something that surprises many students, deep tech and semiconductors are also key focus areas, with the India Semiconductor Mission, or ISM, having a budget of 76,000 crore rupees allocated in 2021, and the deep tech startup policy anchoring display fabs, compound semiconductors, and quantum secure communication. Now, let us turn to the linkage to Viksit Bharat at 2047. India's centenary vision of becoming a developed nation. Vigyan Tech 2026 explicitly frames innovation as the engine of Viksit Bharat at 2047, with the theme, Responsible Innovation for Inclusive Growth, signaling to policy emphases, responsible, which refers to ethical guardrails for AI, biotech, and dual-use technologies, and alignment with the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, and inclusive, which refers to technology that closes, not widens, the rural-urban, gender, and regional divides. This sits alongside the Anusandhan National Research Foundation Act, 2023, which replaced SERB and is meant to channel 50,000 crore rupees, with 60% from non-government sources, into mission mode research. It is worth pausing here to note that the institutional architecture of Indian science and technology is undergoing significant changes, with a focus on interministerial coordination and public-private partnerships in R&D. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is committed to leveraging technology to drive its growth and development, while also ensuring that this growth is inclusive and responsible. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but remember that the National Technology Day is observed every 11th May, and it commemorates the Pokhran II nuclear tests of 11th May 1998. The IndiaAI mission has a budget of 10,371 crore rupees, the National Quantum Mission has a budget of 6,003 crore rupees, and the National Green Hydrogen Mission has a budget of 19,744 crore rupees. The India Semiconductor Mission has a budget of 76,000 crore rupees, and the UNFAC 2023 aims to channel 50,000 crore rupees into mission mode research. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science, technology, and economy, and GS Paper 2, which covers governance. You should note the key missions, such as IndiaAI, quantum, green hydrogen, and semiconductor, and understand their significance in the context of India's development and strategic interests. You should also be able to evaluate the UNF as a structural reform of India's research funding and compare it with international models. So what exactly changed with the Pokhran II tests? The tests marked a significant shift in India's strategic doctrine and its access to dual-use technology. The implications of this shift are still being felt today, as India continues to develop its technological capabilities and assert its position on the global stage. What does this mean for India's future? It means that India is poised to become a major player in the global technology landscape, with a focus on responsible and inclusive innovation.